You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
The chemistry of cannabis. Northern Michigan University is digging into that with a new degree program, a first of its kind undergrad degree in medicinal plant chemistry. What might this mean to the cannabis industry, and what kinds of jobs might graduates be able to get? Mark Paulson is here with us now from Marquette. He's a professor and head of the Department of Chemistry at Northern Michigan University. Mark, welcome to The Next Idea.
It's good to chat with you today.
What made NMU decide, let's do this, let's offer this medicinal plant chemistry program and be the very first?
Well, I think a couple of things. Certainly within the chemistry department, we have a lot of interaction with health professionals and just people in the area, in the community, who are interested in the medicinal properties of a wide variety of plants. And so we know that there's a lot of interest in this area. Certainly in some parts of the country, commercial cannabis is becoming a very large industry, so there's a lot of sense that there's going to be growth in the industry. And many states, including Michigan, allow cannabis for medicinal use. And so there's that group of individuals as well who are interested in plant chemistry.
So what do students learn? What are some of the courses?
The program is a solid science base with chemistry and biology courses, so courses in plant physiology, in botany, courses in analytical chemistry in particular, because the need we see is for good quality control, good testing of products that either people are selling, particularly a commercial product, or if they're making preparations for themselves, they certainly want to have a good, consistent dosage of the bioactive ingredients and so forth.
What kinds of jobs would a student be able to look for once graduating from this program? What's it prepare them to do?
It's primarily focused on preparing them to work in the medicinal plant industry. And an entry-level position would certainly be in a quality control lab, perhaps, where they're testing extracts or preparations to make sure that, you know, there's a consistent preparation from day to day or week to week. One of the interesting things we think about the program is it also has an entrepreneurial track, because we recognize that some of our graduates will want to make their own careers by starting their own small businesses rather than going to work for a medium or large-sized company.
Mark, the issue of medical marijuana is such a legal maze. Does this degree program offer any instruction and guidance as to how to deal with the legalities of it?
One part of the program will be a weekly seminar that all the students will attend, where they'll have guest speakers as well as in-house faculty talking about many different aspects of the medicinal plant industry. Certainly some of those presentations will be on aspects of medical marijuana, because it's a very complicated regulatory environment, and we would certainly want our students to recognize that going into this.
I dare say that is an understatement about a complicated regulatory environment. I'm wondering about getting people on board with this program, starting with university leadership. What was that like?
The university leadership has been very supportive. The feedback we've gotten in general from the community is quite supportive. As I said, there are many area physicians, health professionals of different sorts, who recognize that a wide range of medicinal plants are being used, sometimes with the recommendation of the physicians or other health professionals. Sometimes, of course, it's individuals deciding for themselves that it'll help with whatever their health goals are.
What about parental reaction?
Of course, it's been a mixed reaction. And for the parents who are concerned, we try and emphasize this is not focused solely or even necessarily primarily on cannabis, that what we're training students to do is work with a wide range of medicinal plants and their use in health regimens, and that there will be lots of employment opportunities and outside of cannabis, because there are lots and lots of perfectly legal medicinal plants that don't carry the cannabis baggage.
Speaking of cannabis, how do you go about getting cannabis for the students to study?
So we want to be very clear about this. In the current regulatory environment, no student is going to be growing or analyzing any cannabis, at least initially at Northern, because you have to get very specific DEA approval to use cannabis in any sort of research or class project, and it's very difficult to get that sort of approval. At the current time, universities would be expected to acquire their cannabis from a licensed by the DEA university grow site, and at the moment, there's only one of those in Mississippi, and so initially, at least, we don't foresee the students working with cannabis directly at all.
Just because I'm very bad at chemistry, how do they study cannabis without this cannabis there?
Well, what we're teaching them is the techniques on how you would analyze any plant sample. And so that plant sample could be any of the nutrients or herbal supplements in widespread use around the country. Or if they get a job appropriate for that, it could be cannabis as well.
Mark Paulson is the head of the chemistry department at Northern Michigan University, NMU, offering the only four-year undergraduate program of its kind in medicinal plant chemistry. Thank you so much for being a part of The Next Idea.
I'm glad to talk with you today.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.